Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to this week's Italiano with Jodina mini podcast and language nugget. This week, we're taking a look at avoiding pronunciation landmines in Italian. So, Italian, like all languages, has its trickier points of pronunciation. And today, I'd like to put the spotlight on what I call the sneaky S. And it's one of the most common mistakes that I hear my students make, yet it's one of the easiest to spot and fix. So let's take a look at how S, as a letter and as a sound, shows up in Italian. I call this part of our podcast the anatomy of S. In Italian, S often sounds like S as you know it. The English S sound that you hear in the words smile and student, for example. So in Italian, the S or the S sound as we know it happens when the letter S is the first letter of a word. So examples are studente, which means student, seta, which means silk, silenzio, which is silence, and Sicilia, which means Sicily. So those examples again, where the letter S is the first letter of the word, and the sound is S, as you know the S sound, those examples are studente, seta, silenzio, and Sicilia. And the other time in Italian when the letter S does sound like S or S as you know it in the English language is when S appears as a double consonant, so double S. And in this case, you need to hold the S sound for double the time. Examples are rosso, messaggio, tassista, and adesso. And in order, those mean red, rosso, message, messaggio, taxi driver, tassista, and now, or the Italian word adesso. But sometimes S is not S as you know it. Rather, it sounds like the English letter Z or Z, phonetically pronounced. And so how do you recognize this phenomenon of the S being written as the letter S but sounding like Z? It's easy. You look for what I call an S vowel sandwich. And that is to say, words that contain a combination of the letter S flanked by vowels on either side of the S. So, for example, the word casa, spelled C-A-S-A, and this is one of the most commonly mispronounced words, even though to you it might look like casa, and especially if you've studied Spanish, C-A-S-A in Italian is pronounced casa, because the S is surrounded by vowels. Or, as I like to nickname it, it's an S vowel sandwich, C-A-S-A, and in that case, the S sounds like Z. Other examples are mese, cosa, scusami, and bisogno. That is, mese, or month, cosa, thing, scusami, excuse me, and bisogno, the word for need. So, are you saying it correctly? I'm hoping that this will help you be on the lookout for and pronounce correctly the sneaky S, or as I like to call it, the S vowel sandwich in Italian when you see the letter S inside of a word surrounded by vowels. And that's all for today. Take care and happy Italian. Ciao.